When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the streams, go to the Animal World website. And that would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper left. That'll click you through the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live upper left, and then Listen Online. And you will be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and check out all the great stories and links and photos and stuff that I post all the time. 98% positive. Every once in a while there's an alert or recall or something you need to know about. Nothing this week that we need to talk about on like that. So it's all good stuff. And, of course, you can find Nathan's wonderful video of the flat-catting hamsters. Hey, yeah, no. Linda Nels and Stacey, you ever seen a hamster be flat-catted? Well, we'll have to show you that. Anyway, you'll find it on Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, and it is hysterical. If you have never seen a flat-catted hamster, it's a classic example. Let's see. Looking out, we are all in the studio today. And boy, are we sucked in here, down here in the Bellevue area. It's drizzly and rainy and kind of foggy and cloudy and can't even tell. I don't know if you know Mercer Island's there, let alone Seattle and all of that. But it may be a first. Well, probably isn't. I've been doing this for so many years. But in my recent memory, I got up this morning to a pretty nice day on Monroe Sultan, and it was dry. Yay! So no rain, everything was dry, and it was actually kind of nice. And then the closer I drove down here to the area, the cloudier it became, and it was like an absolute, just as soon as I got far enough south and started heading into the Woodinville area, then it started to rain, and it's been raining ever since. So as always, keeping us on the air and getting us here, we did get here. But it wasn't easy. We'll tell you about that. But anyway, Nathan Miller is here, Animal World's production engineer. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. And as the saying goes, if you don't like the weather in Seattle, just drive 22 miles or wait 20 minutes.
Yeah, go to
it'll change.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that's for sure. But now another thing was different this morning because I was on the road a little earlier, so I was conscious enough to tune in at 8 o'clock to the KKNW news, but I'm used to, if I remember to turn it on, normally we ran news at 8 o'clock and I would listen to hear your weather report, and that's how I'd know you were here. But this morning I listened and there was no news, and the weather report was some girl. It wasn't you. So what's going on with our pro?
There was a lot that was kind of more interesting about this morning.
Okay,
is that because that
was weirdness happening? It's not that things have changed.
No, nothing's changed.
Okay,
it's weirdness happening.
Weirdness happening. Well, and part of that is because now. Well, let's get everybody here because we all had the same thing going on this morning, and in her mood-lit studio, all by herself, but we can see her through the glass. Animal World's call screener, Stacey Buck, is here. Good morning, Stacey.
Good morning, Martha.
Yeah, and congratulations on getting here.
I got here. It's a little late. We had a few extra little prayers at Mass today, so got out a little later than usual.
Oh, so you were late because church was a little late.
Church was a little late.
It wasn't because you had trouble figuring out how to get here.
No.
Oh, well, okay. Well, Stacy gets the gold star for getting here this morning. Now, also joining me, and we have a full studio in the house, and that's always so much fun, especially when we get to the exercise and dancing portion of the show and get to do Love Train. I got somebody to dance with. Anyway, Dr. Nils Rasmussen and Sister Linda Rasmussen are here. Good morning, you two.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
So anyway, late last night, I was still up because I'm a night person. I get a text from Nathan saying, well, you know, you better let everybody know because they're repaving all the drives in the corporate center where we are, and you can't get here from there, and you got to access, you know, you can't, you got to park here. The only place you can park is here, and you got to come in from the south rather than... And I'm thinking, what do you mean from the south? We never come in from the south. And, you know, boy, so I finally figured it out in my mind. And then Nathan sent good directions. By the time I did that, I forwarded the email with all the directions and how we had to get here to Dr. Nels and Linda and Stacy. But, you know, it was late. I mean, I probably was the only one up besides Nathan, and who's texting me. Well, it turns out that nobody read their email this morning except Stacy. And so... I'm trying to figure out the directions that Nathan sent us to find that south entrance. And so by the time I get there, lo and behold, and of course, this is, you know, really early Sunday morning. So there really isn't anybody out there. But who do I see in the area kind of looking, you know, confused and driving around circles? That would be Dr. Nils and Linda. And we all figure, well, we don't know where to go. And so we're driving. Eventually, I remembered how to do it because I'd done it before, but it was years ago, and now there's a whole bunch more development. Didn't look the same. Anyway, we finally figured it out. So we got here before the last minute. But apparently Stacy read the directions, and she figured it out. So she's the only
I read it this morning, yes.
Yeah, and she read her email this morning. But, oh, well, anyway.
So, well, going back to earlier what I was mentioning,
yeah.
So that's what happened. I was the one that sent everybody to notice. I'm the one that just goes autopilot. You know, it's early in the morning. My brain is half awake. Going down and getting up to the turn up the hill. I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. I was supposed to take the other way. So I'm turning around and going to the other driveway. And we got to go up a steep hill. And right in front of me, lo and behold, is an asphalt truck for the paving.
Being
a big old truck, it's taking forever to go up the hill. I was like, come on. I got to get in here.
So all the little twists and turns and having to change, that's what slowed you down a little bit this morning. All right. Well, so anyway, we karma-wise, we worked out all the glitches before we ever got here this morning. So all the whatever's going on that's messed up energetically and all of that, we took care of that already. So we should be in good shape. And if you haven't figured it out, Dr. Nils Rasmussen is here. Linda Rasmussen is here. So that means... It's best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen Reset and Energy Code Sunday, and we have the best of the best. Oh, I like that. Here with Dr. Nils and Linda, and they do this energetic balancing and healing work on animals and humans. Dr. Nils works primarily on animals and some humans, and Linda works primarily on humans and some animals. So as we make our way through the show today, we obviously will have open phone lines, and the main portion of the show, we hope, of course, is that you'll call in for free remote treatments with Dr. Nils and Linda. And what happens when you call in is that Dr. Nils tunes in and works on the animals, and Linda... Well, it is a session for the humans, and gosh, it can be really, really powerful. And we also have some of my clients that I've been seeing. Oh, man, it's been a challenge with the private counseling sessions as a behavior therapist and trainer I've been seeing. And, you know, I've told you over the years that I often get things in groups. And kind of what happens sometimes when I think, boy, I've seen that problem over and over and over again, and this is what you do about it to fix it with the dog. Then I'll get like a bunch of sessions in a row that have that problem that it doesn't work with. So I got to figure that out. Well, and then I'll get a strange behavior or something, and I'll get several of them. So it's like I get an opportunity to work through it and figure it out. And then there are things like, you know, all of a sudden I start seeing a particular kind of breed, and then lots of them, and then I got to figure out, well, and I'm writing a whole book for myself on Frenchies right now. But the what's been going on with me lately, within the last month, but probably the last 2 to 3 weeks, maybe, the sessions I've been doing, you guys, have just been over the top. They've been situations where I get there and the energy and the situation is absolutely overwhelming. I walk in, nothing works. I mean, none of the program works. And I've had several sessions where I've had to walk in, try a few things, and it's like, I got to scrap the whole program. It all goes away. I got to start over. We got to create this from the beginning. And of course, I'm real honest with my clients. So I haven't got a clue of what we're going to do. You know, I mean, this is the worst case I've ever seen of this particular breed and this particular and I don't know what we're going to do. So we're just going to anyway. So then, you know, we start the educational process and we feel our way through it. And by golly, by the time we get done, we got a program and it's working and all of, you know, and all of that. But I've been exhausted because it's a whole lot more work when I got to create from the beginning. Anyway, we'll hopefully hear from some of those folks today. And because I've found with some of these really challenging cases, and a lot of it has to do with the pandemic and what we've been able to do or not do with our dogs in terms of socialization, exposure, and all that sort of stuff. But there are problems that normally in the past I would think were not resolvable. But I got something in my toolbox that I've only had for a few years now, but never had before, and that's Dr. Nels and Linda. And I tell you what, I had to beg Linda, bring me more cards, because I was totally out of her cards, and pretty much anymore, I'm like leaving their cards with everybody I see, because these dogs are so messed up, and their poor little nervous systems are stuck, and it makes such a huge difference. But I think being able to do this neuroenergetic balancing stuff, not only for the animals, but for the humans. Like, hopefully we will talk to the gal I saw yesterday. And I saw, this was typical in the city, one owner, two Chihuahua mixes, a Chiweenie and Chihuahua mix rescues, okay? And the typical bark like banshees at everything under the sun and try to kill everybody. We don't like anybody. We don't even like each other. And we are jealous of mom and we protect her and we bite anybody that comes around her and her family members and we can't. And blah, 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 blah. Well, fortunately, everything went as it's supposed to go yesterday. And it was one of those transformational sessions. And everything worked. So Aunt Martha had all the barking under control before she ever came in to the apartment. And then we did the educational center, got and worked on all the problems inside. Then the last thing we did is go outside to walk with the dogs around the complex and so I could make sure that I had the barking and all the crazy behavior shut down. Well, I did, and we went out for a really nice walk. But and after we'd been out there a little while, we stopped and I asked the owner, I said, you know, I mean, isn't this great? I mean, how are you feeling? You know, because, and most people are saying, oh my God, I never thought this was possible. But this is, well, and she's not saying anything. But then when I asked her, it was like she almost started to crumble and her hands came up over her face. And she's, the oldest, the Chihuahua was 10 years old. And she'd had him since he was, you know, under a year old. And the newer one was 2 to 3 years old that came in the end of last year. So anyway, she hands up over her face and she just was like, but this has been going on so horribly for 10 years. So she was in total turmoil. Because I'd been there less, you know, I mean, just for the afternoon. And these dogs were well behaved. We were standing right next to a big black standard poodle that was wiggling and waggling and all over. Anyway, so it's really important because she has so much emotional energy tied up with this. It's been such a problem for so long. That's why I wanted her to connect today so that not only, because I'm sure both of the Chihuahuas, their nervous systems are stuck from the traumas they've been through, that Dr. Nails could work on them. But I thought it was really important for Linda to do something with the owner to kind of release that emotional charge related, because then they'll all be able to handle the situation better. And that's what I found. You guys are a big part of what makes everything work, and we get these dogs under control so quickly. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And y'all will have the opportunity today because phone lines will be open for the show, and phone calls always take priority. We usually don't get phone calls until sometime between 9:30 and 10, and we do have some. We've got some wonderful stuff to talk about, and I've been so busy going nuts with all these cases, I haven't had a chance to connect with Dr. Nels since last weekend. And you know, I told you last week when I was doing the show, if you were here last week, Nathan was here. Told you. I was like almost positive we were having a miracle going on as the show was happening. And that was a miracle. But I didn't want to tell you what it was until I was absolutely sure. And I didn't want to tell Dr. Nels until I was sure. And then I was sure last Sunday after the show, but I didn't have time to call him or email him and tell him the whole story. So everybody gets to hear the miracle.
Oh, boy.
Yay. All righty. So, let's see. Why don't we, we have a little bit of follow-up, and it's all good news stuff, which is great. Before we take care of advertisers, how about we officially start the show? And I think the phones are already getting busy because Stacy's on the phone, and Nathan just have to answer and all of that. So I think we're going to have a busy show today. All right. I am going to officially start the show here, and if you haven't been here before, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so long. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, we do a couple of Saint Francis prayers, and then a whole pile of affirmations that to energize and spiritualize us up for the day and the week and get us all in the right frame of mind. And this part of the show, whether or not you participate with me is voluntary. How about that? You get to, if you can do this all along with me or you cannot, totally up to you. It's not like dancing. The top of the hour is dancing's required, but this you can opt in or out of. All righty. I'm going to start with a prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty, and now for us human animals, it's a little longer prayer. It's a St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. And where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen, shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty then. Now, we've got our batch of affirmations here. Some of them we do for our personal selves, some of them we do for ourselves as an animal world family collective sort of thing. And most of our regulars have contributed to these affirmations. This one is one that I bring to the table and do every day myself, and I find extremely beneficial. So you do this one for yourself. Here we go. I say each one three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, now our second affirmation, this one comes from Linda Rasmussen. And you'll find that if you call in today for a free remote, when she works on often the process, when she finishes up, she'll give you an affirmation to do to keep the energy going and stuff. Well, this is where this affirmation came from. And when Linda started doing it on the show, pretty soon we started using it, realized how powerful it was, so it made our regular affirmations. All right, so this is a really good one. We do this for ourselves as a group here. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty then. This one comes from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, the Italian division. And this is an affirmation to keep you in healthy thoughts and thinking, and a great one to use before you go out in the world. So you go out with a feeling of sharing health and well-being and all that good stuff. All right, here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. All righty then. This next one comes from Natasha Venter, actually, and I find this one really beneficial, too, with the changing energies and everything. It's so volatile right now. It's really crazy, but this really helps me. So here we go three times with this one. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All right, before we do our last one, this to conclude this group of affirmations, this is where Dr. Nels comes in. So we finish it up, because this is his favorite part. You cross your hands over your chest, and three times, I trust, I trust, I trust. All righty, one more affirmation, and it is the Ananda Warrior of Light affirmation. I find this particularly necessary for the whole planet right now with what's going on. So let's spread this light all over the place. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om, peace, amen, shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty then, we are all energized and spiritualized up for the day, for the week. And now let's go ahead and take care of advertisers, and then we will... How about we talk some good news and maybe a miracle here or there? Sounds good to me. Stay right where we are. Animal World continues. Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen are here. Straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Alternative Talk 1150, local talk for the body, mind, and soul.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. Let's see, we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. That's, of course, my spiritual family, and all kinds of everything going on out at the Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell and the Yoga Hall, the Ananda Farm on Kamano Island, and all the classes and events are all now in hybrid version, which means you can attend in person if you feel comfortable doing that, or you can stream or Zoom depending on the class or the event. At any rate, check them out at anandawa.org, anandawa.org. Let's see. So, golly, it is bioenergetic synchronization technique or BEST therapy. Neuroenergetic Balancing Rasmussen Reset and Energy Code Sunday. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here, and Linda Rasmussen is here. And basically what the bulk of the show today is you guys calling in and getting free remote treatments from Dr. Nels or Linda. And Nels tunes into the animals and does that side. Linda tunes into the humans and does that side. And wouldn't you know, we got phone calls right off the bat this morning. And since I always say phone calls take priority, you know, I have to honor my word. So that means you guys are going to have to wait to hear the miracles. Okay. But we'll get to them. But we're going to do phone calls first. So, Nathan, where are we headed first?
Let's take our first call from Stephanie in Puyallup. And if you want to get into the queue to speak with Nels and Linda, how about Ninda and Lels?
Okay, Nathan can't talk today, but
no.
That's okay.
Like I said, it's a weird day.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, our phone number is 425-373-5527 to schedule a free remote treatment for you or your animal friends on the radio. And now let's welcome Stephanie from Puyallup to the show.
Hey, Stephanie, you're live with me and Dr. Nels and Linda. What can we help you with? Hello, Stephanie.
Hi.
You are there.
How nice to talk with you. I have two problems, one for Linda, but first my cat. I have a 13-year-old sweet orange male tabby named Stevie, whom I adopted 3 years ago. His records indicate he had to be left behind when his owner moved.
Aww.
The poor cat spends many of his waking hours scratching and biting due to an itchy skin condition. He's been on prednisolone for many years, but several months ago, during his annual exam with my vet, I said I'd like to get him off the prednisolone. She recommended tapering that and slowly introducing Apoquel, a medication which is approved for itching in dogs, but not for cats. It didn't work, so he slowly...
Yeah, it doesn't work very consistently with dogs either. I'll tell you that. The Apoquil came out a few decades ago. When I don't think I was still working in veterinary medicine, but it was after that. Definitely doing the show, but we tried it a lot with other things. I didn't find it consistently helpful. It's a lot of other things that work better. But anyway, so your experience, Stephanie, was the Apoquil did not help Stevie.
Yes, and okay. We slowly introduced the prednisolone again. The scratching seems to be worse than before, and I'm wondering if Dr. Nels can help him.
Well, Dr. Nels is already working on Stevie, or you're working on Stevie, right?
Yes,
okay.
Stephanie,
seem to be nodding along with when Stephanie was talking. So what were you getting related to this, Dr. Nels?
Well, Stevie he's definitely got a stuck-in-fight-or-flight thing going on, and that always takes precedence over other body functions. And so if that goes on a long time, it messes with digestion, throws that out of balance, and that ultimately throws the hormone systems out of balance, the kidneys can go out of balance, and it's just a cascade over time. So the longer that this problem goes on, the more troubles ensue, and itching and scratching could be related to bad chemistry, you might say, mm-hmm, and the bad mm-hmm. chemistry a sequel from having a fight or flight system stuck. So that's the theory I go on, so I'm working with it, and it seems to work pretty well. And then the other thing, I talked to Stephanie a while back.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And encouraged her to call the show.
So, excellent.
So I also encourage her to talk to Linda because she's got a story there as well.
So we're going to go there, but I'm just going to throw in my 2 cents worth. Stephanie, what I'll tell you, with this scratchy, itchy stuff, I think your timing is great in terms of we're connecting with Dr. Nels, and that Nels and Linda will work on you and Stevie today and see what that happens, because certainly everything that Nell said is so true. But they're also, depending on how he responds, with an itchy thing like that, it can relate to food. The most common thing, of course, would be fleas, but I'm assuming you're on top of that. And the cat doesn't have fleas and stuff. But I also just want to throw in the prednisolone that you're giving. Prednisolone is a form of prednisone. And those of all of you regular listeners have been here for years, that we've covered the Pleckner syndrome, which is an underlying endocrine immune imbalance that's been missed by traditional medicine. Well, depending on the type of animal that has this imbalance, the treatment varies a little bit. Well, the good news is for like Stevie, when you're giving the prednisolone, prednisone is the drug of choice for treating the Pleckner imbalance in cats. So you actually might be doing a good thing with that. Prednisolone is better than prednisone because prednisone has to be metabolized through the liver and be hard on the liver. Prednisolone doesn't go through the liver, so that's why it's better. But with like what Nels is saying, if this cat's nervous system, everything else is out of whack, that's going to take precedence over anything. So I think it's going to be really good to see what happens. And Nels works on Stevie. Linda works on Stephanie. And then let's see what happens to Stevie and if this makes a difference. And if that's it, well, fat city. But if not, next week, Stephanie, is behavior training and healing with me and then Natasha Venter, our medium psychic gal. So I'm hoping that you'll check in, you'll call us again next Sunday. You can let us know what, if anything, happens during the week with you and Stevie. And then we can talk to you in more detail about whatever else might be going on. But we can also have Natasha take a look energetically at what she sees and what might be going on. So does that all make sense to you, Stephanie?
Absolutely.
All right. So Nels is still working on Stevie.
Right.
Now, I'm going to turn you over to Linda, but it sounds like Nels says there's a story. So Stephanie, let Linda know what's going on here.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Linda. 18 years ago, my beloved black and white 18-year-old male cat named Tuxie got out and wound up being consumed by a coyote who left a single front paw across the street from my house. After a consultation with a neurologist where I worked, she told me she believed the tremor was initiated by the shock of that incident, as it began right after that discovery. And to this day, memories of that incident still upset me. This has been diagnosed as a benign voice tremor.
Bless your heart, Stephanie. I mean, that was hard for me to hear. And, my love is with you, Stephanie, and I totally understand. But, you know, and I'm just going to intervene here because Linda will take over. But I think this best stuff and the energy codes and what Linda and Nels do when they work on humans, it kind of bypasses the normal lengthy therapy when you have to talk it all, do all this stuff, because it kind of, my interpretation is, they kind of get your left brain busy so they can get in there and balance your body, and your body does the work of releasing and stabilizing all of this. So I don't think you could be doing anything better for yourself than the session with Linda. So Linda, go ahead and work your magic.
Thank you, Martha, and thank you, Stephanie, for sharing that. As you can hear now, I've got a little something going on in my voice, because that's a pretty that's a difficult thing to experience. So what we're going to do is I'm going to invite you to just bring Tuxie into your mind in a memory of your wonderful relationship with Tuxie, maybe the way the two of you used to cuddle, the way you looked at each other. Just bring that into your mind and just keep breathing, just relaxing, but really feeling the love of your relationship with Tuxie. And then I'm going to have you very gently set that aside and just hold the word grief, the feeling of grief in your mind. Grief and the number one. Your eyes are going to be closed and looking down at your chin as you think grief one. And I'm going to ask you to take a very deep breath into your abdomen. And then just hold that breath in as long as you comfortably can. As soon as it feels at all difficult, just let it go. And then when you're ready, take another breath and hold it in. And just keep inhaling and holding your breath in as you think grief one. Looking down at your chin with your eyes closed.
All right, Stephanie, you've got your eyes closed. And behind those closed eyes, you're looking down at your chin. You're taking a deep breath in and holding it as long as you can, releasing it when you need to and replacing it, and thinking grief, no, and the number one. All right, and looks like Nels has completed some work with Stevie, so we'll find out more about that in a moment. And by the way, if y'all think along the lines and kind of follow along with this treatment, you can get a surrogate healing yourself.
All right, Stephanie, breathe normally. And with your eyes open, I'm going to just invite you to very gently tip your head forward, tucking your chin. You're going to be looking down towards the floor. And then just let your head rise up to a comfortable position. And then let that memory of all the love with Tuxie come back into your thoughts, just breathing normally, focusing on that loving relationship with Tuxie. We're going to do a little more work on this, so just keep doing that memory, feeling the way it feels. And then I'm going to invite you to gently set that aside And hold the word stable in your mind, the feeling of stable. And the number two. Your eyes are going to be closed and looking to the right, so your face is just going to be directed forward. You're going to roll your closed eyes to the right. And this time your breathing will be to take a nice deep breath into the abdomen and then exhale and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can, letting the breath back in as soon as you need to, and just keep repeating exhaling and holding your breath out as you think stable, too.
Stephanie, you got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking to the right. You're thinking stable, and the number two, as you take a deep breath and exhale all the way out, hold it out as long as you can, and then take another breath, exhale it out, hold as long as you can, and keep up that process for the time being. Stable, number two.
Perfect, Stephanie. Breathe normally. And with your eyes open, very gently, letting your head tip forward, looking down at the floor, and then letting your head rise. And then bringing Tuxie and these wonderful memories of Tuxie and your relationship and love back into your thoughts. And that is complete, and I'm going to find an affirmation for you. And this is the affirmation. I'm grateful and thankful for all the love in my life. I'm grateful and thankful for all the love in my life.
Ooh, that's a nice one.
How are you doing, Stephanie?
I feel calmer.
Good job.
All right. Now,
thank you. Thank you so much. I certainly appreciate your time.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Well, Stephanie, we definitely feel for you. And gosh, you know, it's been going on for so long, you know, and as Nels and Linda explain, you know, when the nervous systems get stuck, when stuff is going on, well, it brews on a physical level and causes all kinds of things.
Right,
and
right.
I will tell you, you know, first I teach Stephanie what I call the human to animal transference, which means that when our animals have problems, it isn't always just the animals. Emotionally and intuitively, they're real sensitive and they pick up, process, and reflect back what's going on with their humans. When I was kind of sensing a little bit about all of this, you know, sometimes it's very possible that Stevie is processing some of your stuff, the emotional stuff related to dear Tuxie's passing. And it occurred to me that, you know, an itchy sort of situation can indicate something coming up that needs to be released and shed off. You know, so there's a good possibility that this could make a big shift in both Stephanie and Stevie. So we want to hear from you when we can. Nathan, you're
yeah,
well, raising
taking
your hand there.
Care of Stephanie here. We had a caller call in and recommend for Stephanie to use a food supplement called, looks like, Dinovite. Are you familiar with that?
Dinovite.
No.
Dinovite.
I've heard it before, but I thought it was some kind of a supplement. And there's Dino product for animals, but the caller said this for the human?
For the cat. It really helped a lot with itchiness.
Oh, Dinovite. Yeah, that's what I thought. It's an animal supplement.
Yeah.
It's an animal supplement.
Yes, I've heard of that.
Yeah, so what the caller said, they had a positive experience with it helping itching.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's just from a call, you know, a caller that called in about that. At any rate, it'll be quite interesting to see what happens during the week here. But also, what my point I was going to make is this emotional charge for you has been brewing for a long time. And sometimes one session is enough to do things, but often you need a series of sessions to work through these things. Now, this gives me a chance to let everybody know out there that Linda's a little crazy, and she offers a free introductory session to any of you. All you have to do is call or text her at the number I'll give you here in a moment. By the way, you can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com. But I'm thinking maybe Stephanie ought to call you, Linda, to do a follow-up.
Yeah, I'd love
free
that.
Session. And because you could do that for free, Stephanie. So you get ready to write down Linda's number because I'm going to give it to you. And
I'm ready.
Okay. Her number is 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. And then you and Linda can go after that from there to see if there's more necessary. But I think this is going to be huge. And I think the timing, like I said, and the sequencing is right, because I think this issue needs to be worked out with both of you, because then there might not be anything to deal with Stevie.
Right.
But at least we can go through this week and see how it goes. And you remember you're going to get your affirmation. I am grateful and thankful for all the love in my life. That sounds really wonderful. And then you call me and Natasha next Sunday. We'll get an update. And then we'll see, you know, if Natasha can help us, you know, can lend some light to the situation, depending on what's going on. Does that sound like a plan for everybody? And Nels, are you okay? Because I know you talked to Stephanie beforehand. So have we covered the bases we need to?
Basically, I wanted to say that I gave him a very extensive tune-up just now. So he's
Stevie.
Yeah, Stevie's got a lot of more balance in his system, and then he'll have less to be dealing with because of what Linda just did. So this is going to be great.
Yeah, wonderful. I think so, too.
Oh,
perfect. Perfect.
I'm so grateful for your help. Thank you so much.
All right, Stacy. Now,
so
I'm
welcome.
Assuming you know how to get a hold of Nels if you need him off the air. And we've given you Linda's number so you can follow up with her this week. And then you're going to call me and Natasha next Sunday on the show again. Okay?
I will do that.
All righty.
Thank you.
Many blessings to you, and I'll look forward to a report next week.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Now, we're going to take care of advertisers before we go to the next caller. But just so you know, if you don't call in today or if you're listening, you can follow along with these sessions that Linda does and get a surrogate healing. Like you could, when Linda was saying, imagine the love of Tuxie and all that. See, you could be thinking about one that you've lost and are still have some, you know, grief or stuff going on. And then you just do what she's saying, okay? And remember to tip your head and all of that. But it's amazing how, isn't it, Dr. Nels and Linda, that it really, really, anyone can pick it up just by listening.
Yeah.
And so if you're the caller, well, you can go to the archives and listen again and do it over and over. All righty. Let's take care of advertisers. We'll come back to our next phone caller. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150, talk radio for the body, mind, and soul.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and gosh, we're winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen, and you can reach him if you would like to chat with him. He always does a free telephone evaluation, just like I do, but he likes you to go through the website, so you go to healingministryforanimals.com. Check him out there. You could click on the contact link and you fill out a little form and you can say, I want to talk to you about this or that. And he'll arrange a phone call with you. And through the website is the best way to start with that. And let's see. We also heard from our premier sound healer. Jude Ponton is back to work a couple days a week, and you can see her in person at the Whispering Dragon Center and experience those wonderful gongs and acutonic forks and all that sound healing. I know Linda can that's a good testament that what a wonderful experience it is. And
my great body loves sound healing.
Yeah, great releasing and so forth. At any rate, she works in person at the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle or remotely. And all you got, you can check her out at whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or just give her a call, 206-706-2836. All righty, we're going to sneak in another phone call here, and we're headed over to Seattle and Bettina. Welcome back to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen. Good morning, Bettina.
Hi. Good morning. Hi. How are you all today?
Well, I think we're pretty good. How are you?
Good. You know, I'm a frequent caller, as you know.
Yeah.
I'm calling for my three dogs. Just a quick reminder, I have my two dogs, Luna, who's a Chihuahua, Skeeter, who's part Chihuahua, and my foster Mocha, who was returned to the rescue after 4 years of being adopted out. She's coming along really well, but I thought I would get just a tune-up because it has been 3 months. I see a lot more harmony between them. Still some things, you know, which not the end of the world, but specifically for Mocha, she has a sensitive tummy. She always has. Like, she cannot have chicken.
Yeah, and remind us, what kind of dog is Mocha?
She's a Chihuahua.
Chihuahua,
rat
too.
Terrier.
Okay.
Yes. And I think she's a little flaky, but still, like, I have to be very patient when I walk her in the mornings, afternoons, or night. It's hard for her to, like, she always stands on her front legs to urinate or have a bowel movement. So,
I mean, she picks her rear end off the ground?
Yes, she does.
Yeah, it looks really weird, doesn't it?
It does, and yeah. I figure, like, it's just her system, like, knowing that she has a sensitive belly or tummy, you know, and she does get sensitive belly food, and, you know, I give her beef bone broth, everything to like entice her to eat. She's not a big eater either, you know. But I just wanted a little work on them just to like.
Okay, so Nels, you've tuned in to.
Right. I started tuning in as soon as Bettina started talking.
So you're doing Luna, Skeeter, or Mocha? Are you doing them all together, or what are you doing over there?
I jumped right in. I always ask, well, who's first? And the first one is Skeeter. So I got
Skeeter went to the front of the line.
Skeeter jumped to the front and just needed one set of fight or flight points reset. I did that. Now I am on Mocha.
Now you're on Mocha.
And
okay.
Working on also a different pair, but still they're in the fight or flight zone here. So we're getting that reset on Mocha right now as we speak. And okay.
then you'll go on to Luna.
Then I'll move on and see if Luna needs anything. So,
well, so we have Linda check on Bettina.
So.
All right. So Bettina, would you like Linda to check on you?
Yes, I would. It's All right. been a stressful week.
All right. For everybody, okay. Welcome to the crowd. Go ahead, Linda. You're on.
Hi, Bettina.
Hi, Linda.
So, Bettina, what I'm going to have you do is just bring to mind the thing that to you right now is most important in your life. It can be from any aspect. Just the thing that when you think about, this is what's most important to me, something I want to resolve, something I want to heal, something I want to change, something I want to improve, whatever that is, that most important thing, bring that into your mind. You've got that?
Yes.
Okay. And now just notice how you feel about that when you think about it. Just notice whatever it is you feel as you hold that in your mind.
Okay.
And then set all of that aside and focus on the feeling of judgment. And we're going to replace judgment with the feeling of sincerity. The feeling of sincerity. Sincerity.
Okay.
And the number two. Your eyes are going to be closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. And your breathing is going to be to take a deep breath in and then exhale completely, keeping your breath held out as long as you comfortably can. Thinking sincerity, too.
All right, Bettina, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right. You're holding, you're taking a deep breath in, exhaling it completely out and holding it out as long as you can. Inhaling again and releasing when you need to, thinking security, or sincerity and the number two. Sincerity and the number two.
Good job. Go ahead and breathe normally, Bettina. And then with your eyes open, just gently tip your head forward, tucking the chin, looking down towards the floor, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position, and then bringing that number one thing, the thing that's most important, back into your thoughts, noticing how you feel about it.
Okay.
And that is complete. Good
Yay.
Job. And
thank you.
You're welcome. Your affirmation will be, I embrace the feeling of sincerity.
I embrace the feeling of sincerity.
Yeah.
Got that, Bettina?
All right.
Dr. Nels, any report on the dogs?
We did Skeeter, a light tune-up, Mocha, a fairly heavy tune-up, and Luna, a light tune-up. So they all got some balancing. Mocha definitely needed the most.
Yeah, and that makes sense with what's going on. So, Bettina, you guys are all tuned up. So let us know how it's going.
I will. I'll probably be calling monthly.
All righty. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
God bless.
Have a beautiful day.
You too. Bye-bye. All righty then, we are out of time for hour number one, and that means it's time to fire up the love train because it's the exercise portion of our show. We get to dance and energize our bodies up. You know, I don't know about you, but we've all been too sedate for a while. Now we're all getting back into it, but I've got pants that don't fit, so we need some exercise. And we do that by dancing to the love train and spreading love and light all over the planet, which is certainly needed these days. So I remember, dancing is required, but you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up on your feet and join us on the love train. I'm going to cruise through your house and pick you up, and I energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer so we have extra juice and energy for the day and the week. Here we go. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It's coming up right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.